Radio Prague News.
The Czech Republic should increasingly rely on nuclear power, according to a blueprint for the country's energy strategy. The US aid agency has ranked the Czech Republic third among post-communist nations in the sustainability of the civil society sector, and the Czech NGO is launching a campaign to fight prejudices against Romanies. The Czech Republic should in the future increasingly rely on nuclear power while phasing out coal power plants, according to an updated blueprint for the country's energy strategy unveiled on Monday by the Ministry of Industry and Trade. The share of nuclear power should increase from the current 16% to between 30 and 35% by the year 2040. Minister Martin Kuba told reporters that the state will also hold massive subsidies for renewable sources of energy. Environmental groups criticized the plan and said the country has a much greater potential of using renewable energy sources than assumed by the government. The police will charge the mayor of Přerov, Social Democrat Senator Jiří Lajtoch, along with three other council members and two council employees with corruption, a spokesman for the anti-corruption unit of Czech police said on Tuesday. In 2008, the man allegedly overpriced two public procurement projects. The police were originally going to charge 13 people in the case, but the prosecutor dropped the charges against seven of them. The US aid agency ranked the Czech Republic third among post-communist nations in the sustainability of the civil society sector for 2011. In its annual report, the US Agency for International Development said Czech NGO sector scored above average in the fields of advocacy and public image, but low in financial viability, which was affected by the ongoing economic crisis. Oldřich Heitschmann, the head of Charity Czech Republic, the largest Czech NGO, said the survey reflected the reality as many NGOs have been hit by the financial crunch. Czech NGO IQ Roma Service on Tuesday announced the start of a new campaign aimed at fighting prejudices against Romanies. The campaign lampooned some of the anti-Romani stereotypes rooted in the Czech society and cleverly plays with the fact that Czechs might perceive some words differently in a Romani-related context. The campaign, which also targets Czech employers, will be launched on Wednesday. Czech households' debt with banks and financial institutions rose by 4.2 billion crowns in June compared to the previous month and reached 1 trillion and 133 billion crowns, or over $55 billion, according to the latest figures by the Czech National Bank released on Tuesday. The debt increased by 53 billion crowns year on year. The bulk of the debt consists of relatively safe housing credits and loans. Analysts say that compared with Western European countries, the debt levels in the Czech Republic are still relatively low. The film The Dark Knight Rises stopped the Czech box offices over the weekend. Some 80,000 viewers came to see the Hollywood blockbuster, which made around 11 million crowns at the first weekend in Czech cinemas, according to figures by Czech film distributors released on Tuesday. Second on the list came the animated film Ice Age 4 with just over 26,000 viewers, followed by Madagascar 3, The Amazing Spider-Man and Magic Mike. And in sports, Stanislav Ježek finished fifth in the final of the Olympic men's single canoe event on Tuesday, 8.67 seconds after the winner Tony Estanguet from France. The 35-year-old Czech canoeist achieved the same position as 4 years ago at the Games in Beijing. In other Olympic results, Tomáš Berdych and Radek Štěpánek beat the Italian pair Daniel Bracciati, Andrea Seppi 4-6, 7-6 and 6-4 to advance to the second round of the Olympic tennis doubles tournament, while ski shooter Jan Sichra finished 6th in the finals on Tuesday. And finally, a brief look at the weather. The next few days will be mostly clear with rain showers and storms setting in from the west. Daytime highs should range between 24 and 28 degrees Celsius. My name is Jan Richter, and that's the end of the news.